The Electoral Commission has expressed readiness to carry through the timetable for the November 7 polls. The Director of Administration at the Commission, Christian Wusupari, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the necessary steps are being taken to ensure that the November election goes on successfully. He, however, said what can make it impossible to conduct the polls is when the law is not amended to change the voting date from December to November. Yesterday, the majority and minority sides in Parliament cast doubt about the November 7 date. They expressed fears about the long processes in amending the constitutional provision to change the date from December 7 to November 7.
The EC is on course in our preparations towards the conduct of the general elections on 7th November. Very early this year, we put out a tentative timetable in which we indicated that the elections this year will be conducted on 7th November. And so all our activities are timed with 7th November in mind. So insofar as the Commission is concerned, we are on course. We are following our program and timetable, and we believe that should the laws be amended in time, we'll be able to hold the elections on 7th November.
And if it's not amended in time, what happens?
Well, it is whether it is amended or not amended at all. Because so far, according to our program timetable, we are working towards November 7th. And so if it is amended, even around August or September, we'll still be able to hold the elections on 7th November. But if it is not amended, then there will be no basis for us to hold parliamentary elections on 7th November, because the law as it stands now does not allow us to conduct parliamentary elections before 7th December. So if parliament is not able to amend the particular provision, then it will be impossible for us to hold the elections on 7th November. But insofar as we are concerned, we know the Attorney General is working on the processes for amending the law. And so if the law is amended, we will hold the elections on 7th November.
Mr. Parry said the Commission has done its part for the election to be brought forward to November 7.
It is not the Commission that introduces legislation in Parliament to amend any provision of the Constitution. It is only the Attorney General that can introduce such legislation. And so the Commission has done its part. We realize the need for the elections to be brought forward, especially following proposals that we received when we asked for proposals for electoral reforms. And I think it's one of the proposals that featured prominently in nearly all the proposals that we received. And those who make the proposal consider the transition arrangement. They think that if you hold the elections on 7th December, there is very little time for transition arrangements to be made, especially if there has to be a runoff, then you have only a few days to transition. And so it was agreed generally at the electoral reforms level and at the commission level and IPAC level that if the elections are brought to 7th November, it will serve a very useful purpose. But we don't have the capacity and the mandate to initiate legislation to get the relevant provisions amended. And so that is why we have given our views about bringing forward the date for the parliamentary elections to the Attorney General. And what is left is for the Attorney General to do to take the necessary steps to ensure that the provisions are amended.